welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are great, yes, you are Holy One.
Welcome to the Pastor's Portion.
Walked upon the sea.
This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministry, Iron Sharpens Iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
Luke chapter 2, verses 49 to 52.
Luke at Sempati Mienu, Chichemu Edwianai Enkru, Ekosi Edwionumu Mienu.
Shall we stand for the reading of the Word of God?
And
Jesus said to them,
"Why
do you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew, increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with men. Father, we thank you for this wonderful morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
May you be honored and blessed as we approach the table of your word. We vow to give you all the glory. Dear Holy Spirit, do what you are best at doing, encouraging the people of God, strengthening them, and perfecting that which concerns them. We thank you as always in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. All right, I want to talk about the Father's heartbeat this morning. The Father's heartbeat. Everybody seated and listening has a heartbeat. Your heart is beating bam, 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 or pine, 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 whichever one you want. Your heart is beating. Now, everybody has a special or peculiar heartbeat. Your heartbeat is different from my heartbeat. I once heard on television that it's not only special, our fingerprints, it's not only peculiar our eye prints, but also our heartbeats are peculiar to us. I found that very amazing.
Nanu na wo tie TV. Nya ya nka ye nimi ne se, woni pa won se ya wo de to abei, obi ane de ye soronko. Wani wakosue ni nio ma bia wo mno, obi ane de ye soronko. Nanu onim so se, yakoma ne se de ebo no so ne eye soronko.
I've used a stethoscope to check people's blood pressures before. And one of the things I can tell you is that the heart beat differently.
Now, what the idea doctor for a nurse made so masuma, what made show your pressure? What did you say na sumda? Now, when we say we be an akuma basunko.
When I check my blood pressure, it beats differently from when I check my wife's blood pressure.
Well, see, what the year or no no no, when we say na kuma na sabi abona ya sunko since ni anire na kuma bo.
The way my senior brothers had beat works or sounds is different from my senior sister's heartbeat, and I've happened to check all their blood pressures for them.
Well, since I down there were your doctor Juma, what the idea is saying, so what you will be an akuma said, the abo, Nebra Penny said, an akuma bono, as I have shrunk since senior,
The sound is slightly different from each other.
Na wuti bibi akoma na egba wuti enibi na o se ensunku si obi ade.
Some is lighter, some is more like this. The bass is
ebinu mo ho a emu odu ebinu so ho a eye ketwa.
And I want us to know that God has a heartbeat as well.
Na mpeso ti ase se onyankopon so na koma ebo.
And his heartbeat may be different from your heartbeat.
Na se de onyame akoma bo no ebe ye sunko asese na wo so akoma bo.
There was a time Jesus, when he was 12 years old, went on a journey or a festival with the parents.
Na emna na Yesu wedi mfie edunum mienu no one ne nanum tu kwan kodi afishie bi.
After the festival was over, or after the counting or whatever, they were all going back home, but they got to a point and they realized that Christ was not amongst them.
Na womu di afashini wie na womu kofie no ne nanu na jani ni nanum hu se Yesu nka womu ho.
Initially they thought he was with one of the relatives.
Na no ma dwen yom se ebia Yesu ani ni anti baako eba.
Never assume where your children are. Find out where they really are.
Men yawa gin se wunim baby awo ba wo nia wani na kwashishwe baby kwa baby awo wo.
Never assume your children are bad. Find out if they are really bad.
Men yawa gin se wubei dia wanye kwashishwe wankasa wubei shishwe mwa husa bofra ninye.
Don't assume that they are good. Find out if they are really good.
Men yawa gin se mibei dia ye shishwe mwa kwashishwe uban wo yampa.
So well, they had to go back to find out where he really was. Then they found him in the temple. And he was talking with the teachers of the law. And they saw the young man Jesus, and they said to him, the mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us?"
Na Yesu ni mami hu Yesu pasi oh Yesu. Na na why ye say why?
In other words, you have made the inside of our stomach to burn. It's not good English, but you have made the inside of our stomach to burn. Correct English. You have made us anxious as regards where you were. The answer of Jesus is very revealing. And I am not particularly too pleased with the way he spoke to the parents. From the natural point of view, this was his response. He said to them, "Why did you seek me?" In other words, was he saying that if I'm lost, let me be lost? But that's not what he really was talking about. Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? The Bible says, but they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Sometimes people who are serving the Lord do not know the father's heartbeat or his business. And I pray that God will show me his heartbeat and that God will show you his heartbeat.
Hallelujah.
Because Mary and Joseph, from the answer of Jesus, did not understand what he said to them. Now, they were being good parents. I mean, imagine sending your son to school and then closure, 1 hour after closure, 2 hours after closure, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. What is happening? I'm not sure you will wait for even 4 hours.
So
they were being good parents. But the question Christ asked them was a more spiritual thing. He said, "Why did you seek
me?
I was doing my father's work and you have come to interrupt." Now when he said this to them, the Bible says they did not understand it. They understood the Hebrew.
Now, one more to Hebrew, I said here.
If he spoke Aramaic, they understood the Aramaic. But they did not understand the implication of what he said. So the Bible says that the mother, Mary, pondered over the words in her heart. Nothing was said about Joseph and his reaction to the statement. They both understood that this was not an ordinary young man. Now, God sometimes blesses us with unusual children. When they speak and act, we sort of ask ourselves, what is going on here? I pray to God that the child and the children He has blessed you with, they will all be special children in their peculiar ways.
I receive it. My pa bonu say, "Enkwala wo wani ni awo be wini na omba yankwala wamu ya shruku wo omwankasa wamu shebrim."
If Jesus was a Ghanaian,
senka Yesu ya Ghanaian,
I'm sure that he would have received some very unpleasant remarks from the parents. What do you mean talking to your parents like this? You must show respect, you know, son. But they understood that this was not an ordinary child, so there was no point in arguing or struggling over words with him. They left it like that. Do you know what your father's heartbeat is all about? Do you know what your father's business is all about? I'll give you another scenario which is also very funny. One time Jesus was walking with his disciples. If I look at John chapter 4, we will look at it very soon. John chapter 4 verse 32. And he told the disciples, "I am very hungry. Go to town and find some food for me." When I read the passage, do you know what shocks me? It shocks me that simple food for one person, he sent all the disciples to go and buy it.
I
believe that he was trying to get rid of them. I'm sure that he was getting rid of them. No, does it make sense to you? That you have got 12 children in the house. You need some wache from a particular place to eat. And then you call the senior sibling or child and you give the money to him or her and you tell all of them, go and buy the food for me. Ah, you'll be wondering, but one person can go and buy it. So can you imagine all the 12 going to buy wache for Jesus? Anytime a father, a mother, or a leader makes such a move, notice that he is seeking for time alone or he's trying to get rid of all of you. Sometimes when they are of age and they are about to die and they know they are about to die, they can send everybody out. By the time you come back, they are gone. Because sometimes your presence keeps them where they are and they want to leave. Are you receiving the secret of life I'm sharing with you? When they came back, there was something going on. They brought the food and they told Master, "Master, eat." Verse 32. But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." The question I want to ask is that if you have food to eat that we don't know, why didn't you eat it, but why did you send us away?
Sɛ Yesu wo sɛ wo aduane a wo adi a ɔmunim a adan na wo kro yɛ nso sɛ ɛkɔm de nto ɔmo kɔ hwehwɛ aduane mrɛ.
Again, the disciples did not take him on that.
Na ɛno nso so asuafoɔ na misɛbisa ne nsɛm.
Therefore, the disciples said to one to another.
Na asuafoɔ no keka kyerɛ wɔn ho sɛ.
Has anyone brought anything to him to eat?
Ana so obi di bibia brɛ ne sɛ wo ni ana.
Jesus said to them,
Yesu ka kyerɛ wɔn sɛ,
my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
Ɔsɛ ma aduane ne sɛ mɛyɛ nea wɔsoma mi na adwuma ne mɛwie.
That is my food.
Ɔsɛ ma aduane ni.
If that was your food, why did you send us to go and bring you food?
Yesu sɛ wo nim sɛ wo aduane ne sɛ wo bɛyɛ nea ɔsoma wo na adwuma.
Let me tell you something about spiritual or prophetic children like you and I.
Hallelujah. Me pese mi ka bibi kire wo a wo Yesu sumu ba na nkom seba.
One moment they are in the natural.
Edu ba bia no mo ba nipam.
The next moment they are in the spiritual.
Edu ba bia no mo ko sunsum.
One moment they are in the natural again.
Edu ba bia no mo ba ehan mu.
The next moment they are in the spiritual.
En ta no mo sen resunsum.
When Jesus sent them to go and buy food, he was in the natural.
Em na Yesu suma wo mo se wo mo ko to aduane no ba nipam.
But when he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about, he was in the spiritual.
Em na wo ka se wo mo se mi wa aduane amu nim no na wa resunsum.
When you are having a conversation with a woman or a man of God, there are times he's just natural. And then the next moment he has entered into the spiritual. And he's saying something, and you must know that this is natural, this is spiritual, this is from himself, this is from God. You must know these things.
And what's up to me who said,
are you following what I'm sharing with you? All this is an introduction to the Father's business or the Father's heartbeat. I know that you are a follower of Jesus. I know that you are a good parent parenting the young man. But you must know that what is natural to you will sometimes turn into spiritual, and when it becomes spiritual, know how to look at it. Otherwise, you stumble and make a mistake.
Ne woman said, "The ayah who no came when I do baby to me resusum. It is a resusum atiase na who said the one staff on the betina."
If I die right now, and I'm not going to die right now, if you die right now, and you are not going to die right now, something very spiritual will happen. Somebody somewhere may begin to feel naked all of a sudden. Because the covering over his life is no longer there. Can you sense spiritual things from afar? This is what we must all develop our spirits to perceive and to know. Your child may be far away from home. If he is getting into something or she is getting into something, you must be able to pick a signal. If you want it, you can have it. But for many of us, we just look at things from what I have been told. But you must learn to follow your heart and learn to follow your spirit.
Because
one moment we are in the natural, and the next moment we must be in the spiritual. Now, the Father's business is, let's complete the passage. The Father's business is for the salvation of souls. So Christ continued with the disciples. He said, do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the field. For they are already white for harvest. I've come to remind you this morning that the harvest that God means for your life is closer to you than you think.
Hallelujah.
So lift up your eyes once again and see that the harvest is 4 months advanced towards you. Not only that, the souls we must harvest are more ripe than we think they are. Don't be deceived by the things you see around. There are so many hungry souls around us. So I want to talk about salvation as we are getting ready for the crusade in
Adiantep.
Once a while, as a pastor, I must do the work of the evangelist. So the first point I want to share with you is that salvation is our priority. Salvation is our priority. Salvation is our priority. And many souls are going to be saved through us.
Hallelujah. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse number
1. And Hannah prayed and said,
"Now Hannah born pious said,
my heart rejoices in the Lord.
Me kradia who see where Adimu.
My horn is exalted in the Lord.
Wa mama bamben so ewe eradimu.
I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation.
Mesre adichama tamfu esan se men kwanje munu menije.
My heart rejoices in the Lord.
Wase me kra mueninji were adimu.
My horn is exalted in the Lord." When you begin to rejoice in the Lord, that means for your salvation. You begin to thank God that you are saved. Your spiritual powers will become stronger than normal. And then you move on to the next phase. You will see the enemy situations and you will smile at them. Because you rejoice in God's salvation. I want you to look at that challenging situation ahead of you. And then begin to smile at it. Begin to smile in your heart at the enemy circumstance. Because there is power in rejoicing in the salvation of God. Hannah said, "I smile at my enemies. I don't frown at them." They don't intimidate me. Because I rejoice in your salvation. Because I rejoice in your salvation. The salvation of God is coming towards your life.
I receive it.
The help of God is heading towards your life. This is why you can smile. This is why you can smile. And it is better to smile than to frown. I said it's better to smile than to frown. To smile at a bad situation is an expression of your faith in God. It is well. It is well. So thank God that you are saved and you are going to heaven. It is the most important thing ever you can have. I don't know how many of you remember when you got saved, your first reaction. Some people cry and then they begin to laugh. Some people laugh and then they begin to cry. Some don't show any emotions outwardly, but they are saved all the same. I'm calling you this morning. Rejoice because we have a risen Christ.
Hallelujah. Ma wani ni esan se ye Christo no wa sorry.
And when I was doing my quiet time today, I came across a verse I'm used to reading.
Na mi be kinkan won jamia sem bi ameta kinkan.
But it hit me in a slightly different way.
Na enna wonya mi bi me ni wo kwanso nkoso.
You know, the Bible says Christ is at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us.
Bible say Christ wo ejana benifa wo di maye.
And I said to myself,
na me ka tira me hu.
I thought he said it is finished on the cross.
Na me ka say wo ka say we wie wa se mianu.
So I began to ask myself and ask the Lord, and he didn't mind me anyway. I was asking him, what do you pray about for us in heaven?
Na wa sa say so obi say Christ say inti sisi a heaven ho na wuti wo nyamia benifa ho dan hu na wo bo mpa ye ma.
What do you pray about for us in heaven?
Christ ni mpa ye bon kra na ya wo bo wo heaven ho
ma. I would like to know.
Na me pe se mi hu de.
Won't you like to know as well?
Wo pe se wo be hu a.
I think it's very important.
Ni se hia pa.
Because when I think about all the natural things I need, I think he tackled them all.
Na se mi de mani hwe ade a wonipa eni su mi hia na ni nyina mi hu se wonyame oyema mi.
And he filled it by giving us the Holy Spirit.
Na okani nyina esia no obro de ni susu konkoro na mai.
And then he goes to the Father's right hand, a place of authority, and he's still praying for us.
Na oko ede na beni fa ba bi a chire tu mi no gusola e bom pa ye mai.
Well, think about it.
Ko so ade hu.
Maybe when you ask the Lord what he's praying about, he will tell you.
Ebi a wo de obi se rade ni a obo hu pa ye ma wo obeka chire.
I tried, I didn't get any answers. The second thing I want to share with you is that salvation takes care of other things. Salvation takes care of other things. Luke chapter 3 verses 5 and 6.
Look at sympathy and son.
He said, every valley shall be filled.
What say?
Every mountain shall be and hill shall be brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight. And the rough ways smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Your spirit is saved. But sometimes you are in a circumstance and you need the help of God. It may be a valley situation. Or a hill situation. Or a mountain situation. Or a crooked situation. Or a rough situation. No matter the situation, the Lord says that all flesh shall see his salvation.
Hallelujah. When
God saves your spirit, he intends to save every other area of your life. So receive your salvation in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Apostle Paul strengthened this point when he said to the church in Rome. Romans chapter 8 verse 32. Romans chapter 8 and verse 32. He said to them, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? God had one son. He gave him to us. And because of our salvation, because that's what Christ obtained for us, the Bible says, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Thank you all for listening. And if you don't know Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, I want you to pray this prayer for me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this afternoon. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Come and stay in my heart and make me a brand new person. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. If you're a teacher of the Word of God, I pray that your teaching ministry will go higher and higher in Jesus' name. Thank you once again, and God bless you.
You are great, yes, you are holy one.
Welcome to the Pastor's Portion.
What?
walked upon the sea.
This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministry, Iron Sharpens Iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.